Enjoying this episode of The Late Show Pod Show? Then head to cohst.app/lateshow or visit the link in the description to fill out our quick 2-minute survey all about getting to know you.
Rise and shine, football fans. Start your day the right way with Morning Footy, a podcast that covers every aspect of the global game, headlines, match previews, analysis, interviews, culture, fashion, and plenty of banter. Join as we track the thrills and spills of Europe's biggest title races, the business end of the Champions League season, a summer packed with international competitions, MLS, NWSL, and much more. Subscribe to Morning Footy.
The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert.
Now, folks, it's the last day of Pride Month when we celebrate LGBTQIA culture. Not only a vibrant and unique community, but also a brutal Scrabble rack. And I'll tell you all about this year's Pride Month highlights in my segment,
The Late Show's Pride Month News Parade.
Google Stonewall.
First up, in a year when over 300 anti-LGBTQ bills have been introduced across the country, it's important to show allyship. And as always, we look to our burgers for moral guidance. Case in point, Burger King debuted a Pride Whopper with 2 equal buns, which apparently makes the burgers gay. The burger comes with either 2 top buns or 2 bottom buns. Because nothing says we understand gay culture like 2 tops. Others got their Pride promotions a little more right. For instance, NASCAR tweeted, "Yascar," for the launch of their Pride Month t-shirts. Good for NASCAR. Though I gotta say, NASCAR's actual logo, already pretty gay. Of course, not all NASCAR fans are on board with this, with one tweeting, "No longer a fan of NASCAR after I saw this." Well, if you're upset about NASCAR being gay-friendly, wait till you hear what RuPaul did to drag racing. There are also Pride-themed kids' toys. For instance, Bratz has launched a special Pride doll pack. That's great, but I am still opposed to Bratz's unrealistic body image. There is no way for a girl to healthily achieve a head that big. The dolls are named Roxy and Nevra and were revealed to be girlfriends in 2020. Well, it's nice to know we've reached a point where a brand can announce their dolls are queer. Wasn't long ago that Mattel launched their highly controversial Barbie and her friend, who's definitely just her roommate, Kayla. They met in college. In Europe, in honor of Pride Month, Lufthansa has a plane under the banner Love Hansa, and says the new decals show that it's a company that stands for openness, diversity, and understanding. Not to be outdone, Spirit Airlines released this pro-Pride statement. At Spirit, we embrace all people who are willing to sit in pet cargo and pay for their ginger ale and peanuts with human teeth. Back stateside, there's progress for LGBTQ acceptance. 2022 saw a surge in small-town Pride events, like in Pulaski, Tennessee, a town of 7,600 residents, which featured several hundred cars, including a Jeep sporting the phrase, "Rednecks for Rainbows." That's nice. That's really lovely. Redneck culture is getting more inclusive. Pretty soon, Larry the Cable Guy will have to change his catchphrase to, "Get RMM done." In sports news, FIFA has issued a warning to Qatar World Cup hotels over LGBTQ discrimination, saying establishments are required to welcome guests in a non-discriminatory manner or face termination of contracts. You know you suck. when the voice of morality is FIFA. That's like getting lectured. That is like getting lectured on tolerance by Mel Gibson. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Cool it on the anti-Semitism, sugar. In linguistics news, hip-hop artist Lil Nas X wants the word bussy added to the dictionary for Pride Month. In case you're not familiar, and I was not. Bussy refers to the male anus and is a portmanteau of the words boy and another word. Just some other word, it doesn't matter what it is. Of course, in polite company, you don't use bussy. Instead, you use the more formal vagina.
This has been The Late Show Poncho with Stephen Colbert. We'll be dropping classic bits and celebrity interviews 7 days a week while the show goes on hiatus for summer break. The Late Show will be back on July 18th with all new episodes. If you're enjoying The Late Show Poncho, leave us a 5-star review on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. Watch The Late Show with Stephen Colbert weeknights at 11:35, 10:35 Central on CBS and Paramount Plus. For more exclusive Late Show content, follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, and subscribe to The Late Show on YouTube. Now you can feel like you're in the audience at the Ed Sullivan Theater with official Late Show with Stephen Colbert merchandise at ParamountShop.com. Shop t-shirts, mugs, accessories, and more, and Late Show Poncho listeners can take 20% off with code TLS20. That's 20% off at checkout on all Late Show products with code TLS20 at ParamountShop.com.
Calling all benders and non-benders alike. Jump into the epic world of Avatar with your favorite podcast, Avatar: Braving the Elements. Hosted by me, Janet Varney.
And me, Dante Bosco. Each week we'll recap and discuss a new episode.
So come join us and our amazing guests, from creators to cast to superfans, to chat about all things Avatarverse.
It's Fire Nation time. Book of Fire. Let's go. Listen to Avatar: Braving the Elements
wherever you get your podcasts.